Home ownership has its ups and downs, and sometimes it comes with the push of a button when you go to open that garage door, and then maybe you'll have a problem like Carla did with her garage door, and that's why we're reaching out to Brad at the Overhead Door Company of Houston. Good morning, Brad.
Morning, Charlie.
Need your help here. Carla writes that she heard a loud bang in her garage and went out there but could not find anything that had fallen. But the next day, when she hit the button to open her door, it wouldn't open. Neighbor came by, showed her the garage door spring had broken, and he said he would not fix it because it wasn't a do-it-yourself thing. Is that so, and what does it take to fix this spring?
Yeah, I don't recommend an individual doing it unless they've had experience, and because you take some specialty tools. It's also under a lot of load, you know, because it's spring wound, and so you got a little hazard there as far as winding that spring up as well. What we recommend is you go ahead and replace that spring, and if you have two springs on the door, because depending on the weight of the door, some doors require two springs on the door, depending on the weight, and if one breaks and you've never replaced them, I recommend replacing both because they're both wearing out at the same rate of speed.
Even if the other one isn't broken, go ahead and replace them both.
Correct. That's because springs are designed to last at least 10,000 cycles, and on average, with the homeowners at the house, family of two, you're going to use that thing two times, four times a day, times X number of days, you know, of a week, per year. Before you know it, after 7 years, you probably used up 10,000 cycles.
Now, I know it seems obvious to us. We know what it does. But to explain, the spring is really the magic of an overhead garage door because it makes it easy to open. Explain how that works.
Well, the spring is your counterbalance. So that's what does all the lifting. It's not actually the electric opener. And the springs lift, so it makes it easier. When you grab the door, you're lifting with your hand maybe 30 pounds. So the door's never really heavy.
So really, when you're lifting it, you're just helping the spring move into action on a garage door.
Correct.
So if it's that strong, you don't want to mess with that on a replacement.
No, it's just dead weight. All of a sudden, you can't get that door up without a lot of help.
All right. And if you want to see a replacement in action, you can see a video of Overhead Door Company replacing one on our website. And if you want to learn more about them, you can learn more about Overhead Door Company Houston. They're one of our home show pros, and you'll find them where you find all of them at homeshowradio.com. Hey, Brad, thanks for helping us out this morning.
Sure thing. Appreciate it.